Thank you, Diane. Thank you, Linda. As we come to this part of the service, it is a time we can bring our tithes into the storehouse. It's a time that our children can go to Children's Church. But before we do that, I would just like to share something with you that God has spoken to me about, has revealed to me. I want to thank you for your input last week. And your prayers. I have been praying for God's direction. And as I've been praying, thank you for your prayers. If that could be praying that the Lord didn't wake me up at 1:30 in the morning, that would be all right too. But there's less distractions on me in that time of the morning. So God had woken me up about 1:30. And I'm going to tell you what God spoke to me about. He raked me over the coals, guys. But I am confident that it was His voice that asked me from 1:30 to 3:30 as I sought Him and seek what God wanted us to do, what God wanted me to do, because I'm the one that's going to be held accountable for those things that I teach and those things that I preach and those decisions sometimes that I make. And God spoke to me and said, "Do you think that I want you and the church to maintain? Or do you think that I want you and the church to multiply?" As I deliberated that answer, I wanted to make sure, because quickly I would say multiply. But then I began to think, okay, God, multiply. He says, grow. It's an opportunity. And he took me back about 30 years ago, maybe a little over 30 years ago, that Karen and I was in a church plant. And we were in a Sunday school class, and the Sunday school class, the couple was teaching, and that class grew. And as it grew, they approached us in the class and said, "I want you to pray." They said, "We've been in churches that people get negative and they say, well, we're going to divide the class. But we want to choose to say God wants us to grow another class. And we want you all to pray about, would you be willing to go with Keith and his wife to start another class?" And so we did. And some went with Keith and his wife, and some went with Ray and his wife. And both classes grew. And out of those two classes growing, about a year later, those classes grew, and there was four. God says, "Do you think I want us to multiply?" And I said, "Yes, Lord." Then he said, "Trust me. Go multiply." So the summer challenge to you and to I is to fill both services and to aggressively seek the Holy Spirit to fill us, that we can go out, and I challenge us to have gospel conversations with other people, to have conversations inviting people to come to church with you, to invite them to come to Sunday school with you. And so this is my challenge, that we fill both services, that we trust the Lord to enlarge our territory, to use you and I to be so kingdom focused and see what the Lord can do. Now here on this table in front of us, I want to challenge you to pick up one of these as you bring your tithes and as the children exit and as we prepare our hearts for worship today. There's a prayer that I want you to pick up and put. How many of y'all go to your refrigerator at least once a day? Maybe you want to put it on the refrigerator. And it says, "Would you pray this prayer for your family and our church?" Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called on God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I might not cause pain. And get this. So God granted him what he requested, and God will us as well. So as you bring your tithes and sorrows, if you would, I challenge you. Let's grow. Pick up one of these, put them on your fridge. Here's the prayer. Several things throughout the week made me confident this is God's work and this is what God wanted us to do, and I am so confident. This is the prayer that I prayed. Father, today I choose to release every care and concern into your hands, your loving hands. I refuse to worry or choose to trust you. Fill me with your peace. Show me your ways as I surrender every area of my heart and life to you. In Jesus' name. I pray you'll accept the challenge and trust God, and let's grow. Pick up one of these. Put them on your fridge or somewhere where you see it daily. Okay? Let's prepare our hearts for worship today. Children, you're dismissed. Amen, amen. I love it when I see children. They are so precious, and they have so much energy, don't they? So you pray for those that are working in our children's church. And if God's led you, they could use more help on the rotation part of it for children's church. So if God impressed you, said, hey, I love to work with children, sign up. I'm sure there's room, isn't there? Oh, yeah. So see Matt or Amanda on that. Today, if you would, let's look at Proverbs. I know your bulletin says different, but Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24, looking at verses 3 and 4. You arrive there, say amen. Two of you, rest of you is watching the screen. That's good. Word of God is powerful. Through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. So Father, today speak to us, because there seems to be a wide attack on families today. And so Father, help us to understand and have the wisdom and the knowledge from you on our own personal lives, on our household families, our church families, and our community families. God, speak to us today. Pray you give us wisdom, fruits for our labor, and expand our territory. God, we want our foundations to be built upon you. Upon the solid rock shall we stand. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. How many of y'all this morning watched or have watched HGTV or DIY? Most of you are looking at nodding your head. As you watch those things, you see those makeovers or those fixer-uppers or the renovation or the demo day and those type of things. So today, as we look at Scripture, maybe there's a need for a makeover. Maybe there's a need for renovation. Maybe there's a need for a fixer-upper. And so today as we look at it, we're going to go back in time. How many of y'all have read or heard The Three Little Pigs? We're going to modify it today. The three little pig families, okay? So we're going to talk about for just a moment. The three little pig families. The first pig family had a daddy and a mommy and a baby. Okay, y'all with me? Daddy was laid off, but he was getting more money than he had made when he was working. They had actually got some more money from the government. And as they were laid off and nobody was working, they decided to build a house. And Daddy and Mommy, they became a little bit lazy, but they still wanted to build a house. Had to build it, and so they did. They consulted. They decided to build it out of straw. Cheap made as possible, because they didn't want to take away any money from wallowing in the mud of entertainment and pleasure. The big bad wolf, he was watching all along. He was waiting. And one day, while Daddy was away feeding in someone else's slop trough, okay, the big bad wolf saw an opportunity. So he came to the door and he says, "Open that door, or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll..." What? Yeah, blow your house down. And so they didn't open the door, but it was easy for the wolf to blow the house down because the materials was made of straw. And the house had no foundation. So it was easy for the wolf to blow the house down. Now the second pig family had a daddy and a mommy and little children. Daddy was off most of the time working, and mom was most of the time on the internet, and the children were always playing games on computers most of the time. And each one of them was disconnected from each other. And one day, Dad won the lottery, had some extra money, and they decided to build a house. And without any wisdom or getting any understanding or what or how to build, they was taken in by a smooth talker that asked them and told them that they should build their house out of sticks. And so they did. All the while, the big bad wolf was watching and waiting. Dad was home this one particular weekend with his children, while mom was away rooting in somebody else's business. Hello. The wolf, he saw that there was no foundation. He saw that the family was having some problems in communication. And the wolf came to the door. And he says, "Open this door, or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down." And it was easily blown down. You see, because of the foundation wasn't built. And the materials that were used was out of sticks. Now we come to the third pig family. Had a mommy and a daddy and a couple of children. And daddy and mommy grew up in a highly dysfunctional household. But they were determined with God's help to take all the negatives that they had in their life and begin to allow God to use them to build positives into their home. Daddy and mom worked very hard. They spent quality time with their family and their church, and they lived life with that. They were good stewards of what they had and gave tithes to the church, and they served God in their local church as well. Dad and mom studied on how to be a family through God's instructions, God's Word, God's Bible. They gained wisdom from God how to build. They got instruction and understood how to establish a home, and they learned on their what they should do from God. So they didn't lean on their own understanding, but they trusted God to fill their home with all precious and pleasant riches. You see, they had an insight from God. They knew what God wanted, and they followed what God intended. They leaned on Him They leaned on God to protect them. They leaned on God to provide for them. And they gave God praise and credit for all aspects of their life. Understanding that they was not perfect. They still had issues. They still had problems. And yes, they still made mistakes. But they knew they had a loving God that cared for them. And a loving God that would forgive them. And a loving God that would help them to accomplish that what He planned for them. They understood that they needed to know God better. And that knowledge that the deception of Satan and the adversary would lie and begin to manipulate and attempt to break up and huff and puff and blow their house down. But they leaned into God. Mom and dad and the children continued to build their home on the solid rock, that foundation, and then trusting in God. And they built their home with brick. And their foundation was upon the rock to withstand the attacks. I firmly believe that Satan is attacking families and he's huffing and puffing and blowing a lot of homes down. He's huffing and puffing and blowing a lot of families apart. And they're trying to dictate what family roles are and the way families are supposed to operate. But listen, God already wrote the instruction book on how. You can't add nothing to that. You can't say, well, God really don't know how things are going. Yes, God's the creator. God's the one that knows all things. God is all powerful. And regardless of whether you built your house on straw, you built your house on sticks, God, if you will turn your life over to Him, will begin to build your house upon the foundation that is solid. That He will do a fixer-upper in your life if you're willing to allow Him to do that. But I want you to know that Satan, the wolf, he wants to kill, steal, and to destroy. That's what he wants to do. But God, the builder of good things, says that He came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Amen? Ask God for wisdom. Ask God to give you understanding and knowledge. And stay teachable. Stay teachable, folks. Allow God to change you, to speak to you. In Matthew 10, verse 16, God wants us to stay teachable. He says, "Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpent and innocent as doves." God wants you and I on mission outside these walls. He wants you and I to begin to speak in other people's lives, the gospel conversations. He wants us to go out and to speak life into them, what God's done for us and what He can do for them. And then we want to engage them into the house of God to worship, to study, to know Him, to come to know Him better. So stay teachable. There's a lot of folks moving into our area from all kinds of places, different states. They need to know our Jesus. Hello? They don't need to learn. They will learn over a period of time. But they can say yuns later. They can have our ways later maybe. But let's introduce them to our Jesus and to our God and allow Him to work in and through their life as well. So let's stay teachable. In Matthew chapter 7, stay in God's Word. Memorize Scripture. Study, meditate on God's Word. So vital. Matthew 7, verse 15. "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. And they will huff and puff and blow your house down." Don't be so quick to jump. Consult God. Allow that Holy Spirit within you to discern. So many times we make quick decisions. That's what Satan wants us to do. Let's be in God's Word and allow the Holy Spirit of God to fill us, to equip us to do what God's called us to do. The Bible says greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. He didn't say you're greater than he that's in the world. Greater is he that's in you. So lean into the source for the wisdom, the understanding, and the knowledge. Stay consistent in communication with the Lord our God. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, God's word says, "Therefore, whoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." Build your house upon the rock. If you hadn't already, today you can. Praise God. If you hadn't already, today you can start. Today God can begin a fresh work no matter where you've been, no matter what's happened, no matter what age you are. God can begin to do a work in your life that you wouldn't even understand it or even fathom it if you'll just turn your life over to Him and trust Him to lead you in the way. You see, every one of us is going to be held accountable for that, what God's given us. We know that from Scripture. All of us will be held accountable. In 1 Corinthians, if you would, turn there. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 through 19. "Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defileth the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness." Know God. Lean on God. God knows our actions. God knows our thoughts, each one of us. Satan has to deceive people, and is deceiving people even today. Even in our school system, there's literature being written, if it's not already in there, that you should go with your feelings rather than your thoughts and your facts. Lean into what you feel. He's deceiving people that they should build their lives on feelings, not facts, and not thoughts. Folks, that ideology is sinking sand. That is sinking sand. I got a new one for you. I think the Lord revealed to me this week as well. It's called critical human race facts. I didn't say critical race theory. I said critical human race facts, not theories. Here they are. You ready? Say amen. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes into the Father except through Him. That's a fact. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." That is a fact. Jesus said, "He is the vine, and we are the branches. He that abideth in Him, and we in Him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without Him, you can do nothing." That's a fact. Fact is that each one of us will stand before a holy and just God and give an account for what we have done in our lives. Whether we have accepted Christ as our personal Savior and followed Him, served Him, and shared Him? We're not. What are these riches of God that Proverbs talks about? Pleasant and precious riches. Understanding the riches of Christ are the glory of God, the truth of God, the wisdom of God, the life of God, and the love of God. That's rich. In Christ, God has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing. The treasures, folks, and the knowledge is given to live a life that can be full. Christ's riches that He makes available to you and I, they're not material. They are spiritual. And those are unsearchable riches of God. No matter how your life has been to this point or even right now, God can begin to restore. God begins to transform your life and fill you up right now. The Holy Spirit of God leading you and empowering you and convicting you and correcting you and establishing your life to be filled with joy, with peace, with gentleness, with kindness, with self-control, with love, beyond what you can fathom. Right now, upon inspection, do you need to reconnect to the vine and be back in the fellowship with Christ? Upon inspection, does your foundation need to be placed upon the solid rock of Christ? Is there a need for forgiveness? You're here today and you don't know Christ, that you need to ask forgiveness of your sins, that you need to believe in what He did for you on the cross and confess Him as your Lord today? What about it, Christian? Is there a need for a makeover or a fixer-upper in your life today, in your home? 1 John 1:9 says this, if you will confess, and when we say confess, that means to admit, not excuse or blame, but to admit. When we do that, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jehovah God wants to build and grow your home, your life, your temple. What's God speaking to you about this morning? Are you going to listen and obey? What are you going to do with what God spoke to you about? Maybe today is salvation. Maybe today God's Holy Spirit is drawing you right now to get saved. Maybe today that you have accepted Christ as your personal Savior, but you need to follow through with baptism as a testimony of what He's done for you. Maybe as a Christian, today, it's a day that you have determined God's Spirit is calling you to rededicate your life, to begin to do a renovation in your life. Maybe today this is where God's placed you. And as a believer in Christ Jesus, this is where He wants you to be. And you want to join Rome Creek in the work that's going on here. And maybe just maybe, today God spoke to you about someone in your family or your friends that is in desperate need of God to do an intervention in their family or in their life to begin to build on the foundation, to begin to build upon Christ Jesus. And you just need to come and intercede on prayer for them. They're not where they need to be. They're far from God. And you know that. And God may just say, hey, you need to intercede for them. Come in their behalf and pray for them. I don't know what God's laid on your heart, but I'm confident He's here and He's working on our hearts. He's speaking to us. How are you going to respond? Father in heaven, thank You that You've been speaking to us this morning. Thank You for Your word that we can have your wisdom, and if we ask, you will give it to us liberally. And that we can gain understanding by being teachable and allowing your Holy Spirit to teach us. That we can gain knowledge. God, may you do a work today in our hearts and lives that only you can get credit for. And Lord, the one that needs to get saved today, lovingly draw them. Father, for that one that needs to just follow up with baptism, may you bless and help them to have the courage to do that. The ones here this morning that God just needs to recommit their lives to you. There's some here this morning that just needs to intercede in somebody else's behalf to pray. Lord, I know that you want to multiply. And we want to trust you to start a work in our hearts here today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Would you be obedient to God as we extend this invitation? Will you follow him? Do what he asks you to do? This morning as we extend this invitation, would you come? Would you come? As we have gathered here this morning, I want to share with you some good news. Daryl and Joyce Wilson, they want to join our church. They are members in the Lakes, I believe it's called now. It used to be called the Church at the Mall in Lakeland, Florida. And they come from Lakeland. And they come from the Lakes Baptist Church there. And they want to join our church. We spoke to them about it, and they've asked questions. And as a church, will you pray for Daryl and Joyce? Amen. And we rejoice in the decision that they've made. I know they've been praying about it and been visiting with us for a while. And guys, I just... Linda, if you guys would just play through one more time. I believe that God still wants to work this morning. And I want you just to pray. I don't know what the decision is that somebody needs to make or several somebodies. But I feel like God wants to do something else. I praise the Lord that you guys want to join. But I believe God's still wanting to do something in somebody's hearts this morning. So I want you just to begin to pray. As she plays through this one more time, would you just pray? And if God impresses you, he draws you. What would you do? Do you need to make a decision this morning? Amen and amen. It is my prayer that you and I will begin to look to God and that he will expand our territory. And I'm just excited about what God wants to do. And thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your comments. I cherish those, and I cherish the times that we have together to lift up the name of Jesus. I believe that there's a great work that God has for us to do. So may God richly bless. Darryl and Joyce, we're excited that you're joining our church. And each one of you, Sunday school is starting in how long? I ain't got more. 10 minutes? 10 minutes? 20 minutes? Well, it's going to start sometime. Let's go down the hall and find a class, plug in. Amen. Stage is looking good. And that's a work. We're still waiting on that back order of flooring. And so we're getting there. We're getting there. Praise God. Anybody have a word before we're dismissed? All right. Brother Roy, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?